Welcome to the Team ASE podcast. I'm your host, Tony Mala. And in the next 10 minutes or so, we're going to be sharing some information, insight, and inspiration on a variety of topics for individuals already working or thinking about a career in the automotive industry. But there's a lot more to ASE than you may be aware of, and we'll explore the many facets of Team ASE in future episodes. The Team ASE podcast is brought to you by ASE, the National Institute for Automotive Service Excellence. ASE is perhaps best known as the organization that provides certification credentials for automotive professionals. Just like ASE, the Team ASE podcast offers something for automotive professionals everywhere. Join us as we explore what's now, what's new, and what's next in the automotive service industry. It's a journey that won't just help you make a living, it'll help you make a difference. It takes a team to build the future. Welcome to Team ASE. Hi, I'm talking today with Matt Schepanek, the president of the ASE Training Managers Council, and also the vice president of credential testing programs at ASE. You know, we talk a lot about all the different facets of ASE on this podcast, and one of them is their association with the ASE Training Managers Council. It's actually a pretty valuable resource for those involved in training in the industry out there. We thought it'd be a great idea to talk a little bit with Matt about the ATMC and their upcoming conference. Matt, welcome to the show.
Hi, Tony. Thank you for having me today.
We talk a lot about the ASE Training Managers Council, but it wasn't always called that. Give us a little bit of a history lesson on the ATMC. Where did it come from and how did you get involved with it?
So the ATMC, or the Automotive Training Managers Council, was founded in 1984 as a nonprofit organization designed to promote the advancement of training and professional development within the automotive service industry. We've actually expanded that a little bit where we changed our bylaws with the ATMC last year, and we want to serve the entire transportation industry. So we're open to not only automotive, truck. Last year, we had some tractor folks. Kubota joined us. Mm-hmm. We've also spoke to some folks at John Deere. And this year, we're going to have our conference down in Peachtree City, Georgia, just south of Atlanta. And we've been speaking to some folks from Delta, so we may have some plane folks attending the conference as well. Mm-hmm. Our members are generally training managers or training professionals within the transportation industry, and they all face very similar challenges, you know, in their day-to-day work. So it's a great opportunity to network and to speak with kind of like-minded people and talk about different issues and things that arise in the training and development world. I'll tell you a little bit about my story with the ATMC. I first got introduced to the ATMC, this is probably back in mid-2000s, 2006, 2005. I was working up in Michigan with VW and Audi, and my boss came to me and said, hey, they're having this meeting, and it's right down the street. We were in Auburn Hills, Michigan. So she came to me and she said, I think you should go check this out. I was a little intimidated. I was a relatively new training manager with VW and Audi, and I walked in and met a ton of people right off the bat that were all very, very open. And I sat there for the whole day and we discussed a number of different topics. And when I left that afternoon, I remember driving back to the office and feeling like this incredible weight was coming off my shoulders. And it was because all these people that I met during the day had the same issues that I had. And they were sharing possible solutions, things that they faced and how they tackled some of these issues. And I walked away. I had this whole new network of people that whenever I ran into issues, I could pick up the phone and I could call somebody. And it was fantastic. I was a member before I actually had a chance to work with the organization in a leadership position and really enjoyed it. Great networking opportunity and just met some wonderful people.
Well, that's great. When did you take over as president?
I joined ASE about 2 years ago. And my responsibility at ASE is I'm the vice president of credential testing programs. So that is all of our automotive series, truck series, school bus series of tests. I manage the test development team there. Mm-hmm. Being the president of the ATMC was also part of that job. So right off the bat, when I started, I think it was within the first week, we had a monthly OE call with the ATMC. And I knew probably half of the folks that were on the phone during that introductory call and just felt like I was kind of coming back home. I really enjoy that part of the job because training and development has pretty much been my entire career. Getting a chance to work with these folks and different training managers from across the industry is something that's very near and dear to my heart.
Well, it's great to have a network. And, you know, anytime you can interact with peers that, as you said, have the same challenges and face the same issues that you do, good ideas are meant to be shared. Speaking of that, you talked a little bit about the conference where members get together and talk about problems that they have. What's this year's conference going to be like? Any idea what's going to be on the agenda?
The conference, as I mentioned, is in Peachtree City, Georgia, just south of Atlanta. We've hosted it there one time before, and we've got a pretty packed agenda. The conference is going to be held April 16th through the 18th. The 16th, the opening day, we spend an entire day. They have an OE roundtable, so all the OEs get together and talk about topics that are relevant to them. Mm-hmm. They also do a benchmarking survey where they share some information. Mm-hmm. So they talk about those questions and things that are on that survey and go through the results, because the survey is actually taken a couple months before the actual conference. In the afternoon, then we have an aftermarket roundtable where all the aftermarket folks jump in and we talk about a number of different topics. And then in the evening, we have kind of an opening reception. The actual conference really kicks off the Wednesday morning of the 17th. Mm-hmm. And we open up the general session with some introductions, make sure everybody knows who all of the ATMC members are. And then we're going to do a panel discussion on technician recruitment and retention this year that I'm really excited about. And we're still working out some of the last minute details on that. I've also got a guest speaker from 24G. His name is Scott Wiemels, and he's going to be talking a little bit about driving engagement in training. And he's got some really good ideas and some things that he's done with his company that he's going to share with the members. So I'm excited about that. In the afternoon, I like to get everybody kind of up and on their feet. So what we typically do is a couple of roundtable discussions. Mm-hmm. This year, we're going to do it a little bit differently. When folks are picking up their name badge, they'll be able to scan a QR code and vote on two of five different topics we've selected for this conference. So we're going to kind of do it right on the fly. And depending on what the results are from their voting, we'll go ahead and we'll post two different topics the afternoon of Wednesday. We're also going to have a discussion around psychometrics that afternoon. And then that evening, we'll have a dinner where all of our members will be able to socialize a little bit and kind of reflect on some of the things that we talked about during the day. On Thursday morning, on the 18th, we'll go ahead and kick off with another speaker. This is going to be something that I'm really excited about. This is Crane Morley, and we're going to be talking about the right tool for the right job. So how do you determine what the right medium is for training, depending on the topic? And he's got a lot of experience with this and has done a lot in the virtual reality and augmented reality world. So I think we're going to be talking a little bit about that. Later that morning, I'll go ahead and I'll cover the results of the ATMC benchmark survey, the training benchmark survey that we put out every year. Mm-hmm. So I'll go over that with the entire group. We'll go over the results, and that usually opens up a little discussion. So some members will want to comment and talk about different points that come up during that survey. And then we basically wrap up right around lunchtime and folks get on their way.
How do you register for that?
Registration has been open for 2 weeks. You can go right to atmc.org, our website, and you'll see right on the main page, there's a link for registration. Uh-huh. There's no cost to go ahead and register. You just need to be a member of the ATMC to go ahead and register. And then we pick up the cost of the meals and everything around the meeting. The members just have to pay for their hotel for the 2 nights of the conference.
If I'm not a member, can I join on the spot and take advantage of the conference as well?
You can. You can right on the website, there's a join tab at the top of the page, and you can go ahead and click on that. We have a couple different levels of membership. Larger organizations can join as a corporate member and then have additional people sign up kind of underneath that corporate membership for a slightly discounted rate.
So you can bring more than one individual to the meetings if you're a corporate member.
Sure.
It sounds like an interesting organization for anybody involved in training. What other benefits besides the networking does the organization provide?
On the OE side, we get together monthly and we have a call kind of talking about current topics and things that the OEs are seeing. Mm-hmm. We haven't really established anything like that for the aftermarket yet, but I'm certainly open to it. We do accreditation for the training providers. We currently have about 50 different training providers that are accredited through us. Mm-hmm. There's information on the accreditation process right on the website. Folks that are interested in doing that, it's a pretty lengthy process, but there's a lot of information on the site, and I would encourage people to take a look at it. It's all about making sure that you're following a process around your training and development. A lot of training and development folks follow this process, but it's informal. Mm-hmm. And this is a way that you can go ahead and kind of formalize that process and make sure that you're doing all of the steps that are needed.
So it's national standards for training providers, very similar to what ASE does for certification for technicians.
Exactly.
That benchmark survey you mentioned a little while ago, what sorts of topics does it cover? I assume you've done them in the past. What sort of things have they talked about?
What we typically hit on is we get some demographic information from the folks taking the survey, and then we kind of focus on the types of training that they're getting and the types of training that they would like to see. So whether that's hands-on, whether it's web-based, whether it's augmented reality, virtual reality, all of those kind of things. And usually what I do is go back about 5 years so that folks can go ahead and see what the trends have been over a time period.
The ATMC actually touches on the training methods and training technology, really, as well as in the content that they deliver, correct?
Correct.
Well, Matt, before I let you go, I have to know one more thing. I was in Las Vegas at APEX a while ago, and I saw an ATMC Excellence in Training Award event being held during APEX. Can you tell me a little bit about that award?
So we do have information on this, and there's actually an application that folks can go ahead and download. And if they have a training program that they'd like to submit, we usually open this up, I think, in August. This past year, we had, I think, 12 submissions. We pick the top three that we get submitted, and we have a panel that reviews all of the training programs, and we kind of come to some consensus around what we think the top three are. And then at APEX, we host a reception, and we present these to the folks that have won the award.
Those of you out there who are listening and may want to attend the 2024 ATMC conference we've been discussing, you can get more information and register at atmc.org. Matt, do I have that right?
atmc.org, and then right on the main page, you'll see a link for registration.
Matt, thanks again for your time today.
Thank you for having me, Tony. I really appreciate it.
We have been talking with Matt Chapanik, the president of the ASE Training Managers Council and the vice president of credential testing programs at the National Institute for Automotive Service Excellence. He wears many hats. Matt, thanks again for your time today.
Thank you, Tony.
Take care. I hope you enjoyed today's Team ASE podcast. For more information on how ASE can help you grow as an automotive professional, visit the website at www.ase.com. You'll find information on the latest developments in ASE certification, how the ASE Education Foundation is working with career and technology educators to prepare the next generation of automotive professionals, and much, much more. I'm Tony Mala, and thanks for listening.